Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, no matter where you're listening, around the world, this is Sedona Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Terry, or Truth, whichever you prefer. Some people don't like the mystical names, so I also answer to Terry. We're talking today here at the Mystics Place about empaths and the people who love them. We find that in the classes that I teach, a lot of people are very empathic and they don't realize it. And so if someone is a very sensitive empath, then they find they need different living skills because things are a little different for us. I happen to be very empathic and it's taken my kids until they were, you know, in their 20s to understand that I wasn't just crazy. So today we're going to share a little bit about that empathic part of you and how it can affect your life. And we're going to help you understand how it, you know, it can be a blessing rather than a curse. So it's really nifty once you learn how to work with it. And we'll hopefully give you a few tips on how to live more comfortably with it. And also if you're somebody who happens to live with somebody that this really sort of describes them, we'll hopefully be able to give you some tips on how to make life more pleasant, because it can be very difficult for the people who live with empaths to understand what's going on. The first thing I suppose I would say is we need to establish what an empath is, right? Isn't that just psychics or mediums? Or in fact, everybody has four different manners of perceiving in a spiritual manner. And what we have to do is figure out a way to be able to cope with that and understand our forms of perception. So for an empath, we feel things. I call it feel-a-vision, because I can close my eyes and I can feel what's going on. And so recently we've got a goldfish named Twinkles that the people at Sedona Bed and Breakfast gave us. And Twinkles is just fabulous, but every time I go near the bowl or touch anything on the shelves, he jumps. And so my oldest son kind of joked and said, you know, that reminds me of you. It's like you have a lateral line. And so I had to look up, of course, what a lateral line was. But for fishies, the lateral line is kind of important because it helps them perceive things. It's almost a form of eyes, ears, and sensory feelings kind of combined into one organ. And empaths sort of function that way. It's like we feel what's going on around us. This can present itself in when, like, the flu is going around. I remember one time in an office, I was working in a sales room, and about 10 minutes before my boss came in, I suddenly started feeling like I had the flu just horribly, and I had been fine just 5-10 minutes earlier. I hadn't had any symptoms of anything. And we were very close-knit in that office. I mean, we'd come in, and we'd hug each other hello, and it was just a great place to work. And my boss came in about 10 minutes after I started feeling so horribly sick, and everybody got up to greet him and hug him, and he kept saying, no, I have the flu, I have the flu, I have the flu, don't come near me, I don't want you to get sick. And I stopped, and I realized, because I understood this gift, that in fact I was just tuned into his energy and I was feeling his flu. But the symptoms felt very real, you know? So once I identified it, I was able to let go of the symptoms, and I found that, no, I really didn't have the flu, that I was just feeling his flu. So once we come to understand this, we can find that, you know, some people who always seem to be sick or always seem to be stressed out or tired or whatever it may be that it's not their own feelings that they're experiencing. So if we can just come to an understanding of how to work with this, then once you identify, oh, okay, that's my boss's flu, or I have a friend in Florida and I'm in Arizona, and, you know, when she has that time of the month and she gets cramps, I get cramps, which shouldn't be because I had a full hysterectomy. So I can't even get those cramps anymore. But yet, experience them. So I call her and say, okay, are we having cramps today? Could you please just take them back, you know? And I don't need to experience those anymore. So this can happen with many, many things. And the reason we're doing this topic today, before we get started with the first person that I've asked to call in, who is experiencing this fairly newly, they're beginning to understand this, on September 11th, I woke up to, oh gosh, probably 6 phone calls in a row, whether they be text messages or phone calls, people in tears or enraged or just depressed. They can't even get out of bed. And no, this is not a September 11th show at all. It's just a very core example of what empaths go through. All of these people I know to be very, very feeling. They feel things rather than perceiving things with pictures or sounds. They feel them physically. So I asked them, you know, is there any reason for you to be crying? Is there any reason for you to be angry? Is there any reason for you to be down or depressed? No, there really wasn't. Nothing had changed from yesterday to today. They just were in this mood. And so I asked them, had they thought about what our country holds on to for that day? And, you know, this is by no means a political statement at all. It just is a fact that there are a lot of feelings triggered by that date still. And so if our entire country is feeling these different feelings, then if you happen to be an empath, you're probably picking up on some of those. So once we identified it with each individual person and we sort of just sent light and healing and just let those feelings go back to who they belong to with a little bit of love added to them, then they started to feel better and their day went on as regular. Every year I prepare myself for certain holidays because Valentine's Day is another one. I pick up on a lot of people's feelings and I get very sad and depressed and, oh, woe is me. And it's not mine. I'm very happy. So we have somebody on the line that I've asked to call in. It's a friend of my son's, and he's a young man who is just incredibly gifted as a healer and just really wonderful. My son has the best friends, I swear, but, you know, like attracts like. So this is Nesto coming on the line, and he is actually practicing healing now, I believe. People who are empathic tend to be very good hands-on healers, so hopefully we can get him to talk about that a little bit. And Jessica, our producer over there that handles you guys, can you send Nesto to me, or do I pick him up? Looky there. Hello, Nesto, are you there? Hello? Okay, so we are having technical difficulties. Let me see if I can get Nesto on my end of things. See if we've got him. Hello? You there, Nesto? Okay, so... All right, somebody has the microphone. So Nesto has the microphone, and he's gone. We've lost him. All right, so hopefully he'll call back in. What I'm really impressed with are the numbers of youth that are coming forward and really getting in touch with their spiritual side and really understanding the energy that's moving through them. And when they have parents or people who guide them, teachers, that kind of thing, they really can learn how to work with this feeling gift. And I know that we have Jessica as well, who has an infant, and his name is Elijah, and just amazing. He's one of my favorite little dudes. But Elijah is very empathic, and we know that from actually before he was born with some things that happened. But he's in a house full of people who don't have that as one of their top gifts. So maybe we can ask Jessica to call and talk to us about how it is to have a little empath in the house now that Jessica's typing. So Jessica is our producer, everybody, and she is wonderful. We have somebody else on the line. We have so many people on the line. I'm so happy there are so many people out there. We're going to have, okay, so we're going to have Daniel speak. Hello, Daniel, are you there?
Hello, I am.
Yay, hello. We got you. So do tell. What do you have to say?
Oh, well, I actually just hopped on. I missed the very beginning of the show, which I'm sure is when you covered the topic. So if you could give me a very super quick rundown of what I missed.
Oh, it's so simple, and you'll love it. It's empaths and the people who love them, what it means to be an empath. And Daniel is a phenomenal empath. He is just feeling everything all over the place. And
what
it's like for the people who are around you and have to live with it. So, you know, there are a lot of people out there who don't realize they are empaths, that they are feeling the vibrations of the earth, the vibrations of the other people, the moods and things like that. So that's our topic today.
Oh, okay. So, well, it can be absolutely wonderful, and at the same time, it can be very challenging as well. I guess probably what really gets it, besides obviously the perspective, is being able to differentiate whether I'm feeling me or the things that I'm thinking about and whatnot, or whether I'm feeling external influences, whether it be other people, whether it be the, like you were saying, the vibration of the earth or the area, or I don't know, maybe there's a, I don't know, some big thing that's going on right now in some part of the world or what have you. So,
identify for yourself? What do you find works for you?
For me, well, it's kind of just making my overactive mind hush, just telling it to shh and be quiet for a while and just get still. Some of the meditative practices that you've been so kind as to share with us. I'm not sure how many you've gone into on the show yet, but
actually none. But
we do have links,
everybody, on mysticaltruth.com. There are free meditations there that you can listen to. I think you can download them. They're just me with my little recorder, but people seem to like them. So, and carry on, Daniel. So.
Oh, yeah. So basically, just the easiest way for me to tell, or the best way that I've been able to come up with so far, is just some of the meditations that you've shared, just quieting everything except for the true me, just getting in that perfect little space where it's quiet and everything else just kind of fades off into the background. And oftentimes I realize that that I'm just so caught up with all this other stuff that's going around that I didn't even bother to stop and realize that not a whole lot in actuality is usually going on with me. It's usually just
right.
Very, very simple, very, very peaceful, very tranquil. But
so now, do you find that you use this with your animals? Are you able to sort of tell how they're feeling or vice versa? Because I know you're very close to your animals. I actually have you on my cell phone as Doggy Daniel.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So do you find that it helps with your animals? And I really just have like a minute or so because I've got to get the next caller on. But
sure.
Or what is your favorite part of being an empath? Maybe those two things, and then we'll wrap it up.
I guess it's basically just being able to feel, having the capacity to feel at a level that a lot of people, I think we probably all are capable of it, but a lot of us just don't really, don't really seek that out. And just having it be kind of automatic for me is really, really neat. It's basically just sort of having a heads up as far as what's going on in around
right.
me and whatnot,
right.
without actually having to seek it out. It's kind of just there automatically.
And, you know, we talk about how you pick up on the feelings of the people around you, but you can really use that to your advantage. One thing that I do is if I'm having an issue, I make sure that I get around people who are feeling really good or who feel warm and fuzzy to me, and I just kind of spend time with them. And then I start feeling what they're feeling, and it takes away from some of the negative maybe or whatever I'd picked up that I wasn't fond of. So I am going to have to get to the next caller. Are you good?
Oh, I am good. Thank you very much. I was actually pleasantly surprised because I just called in to listen. I was about to head out, and I can't really take the computer with me. So. Anyway, I didn't even press one, but you picked up anyway. So.
Oh, I don't know. Jessica sent you over to me. She decided.
Oh, wow.
People have to meet Jessica. We're going to get her on today. We're going to do it because she is just the glue that holds everything together. So, all right. Well, Daniel, you have a fantastic day, evening, wherever you are, whatever it is, and pet the pups for me. And thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to hang around in the background on the line here and listen to the rest of your show.
Sounds good. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Okay. Hello? Hello? Hello, is this Nesto?
Yeah, hi.
Okay, great. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm having fun. So I really appreciate you calling in and talking to us because you have made so much progress since I've known you, you know? And I think with you discovering, did it sort of help you to discover what was your feeling part of your nature and be able to kind of come in tune with that? Did that help you at all?
Oh, most definitely.
So like when we started our month-long journey in the covered wagon across the country to get from Florida to Arizona, poor Nesto was dragged through probably the roughest thing my family's ever gone through. But
I had a lot of fun, though.
Well, you got a lot of training for sure while you were there, so that was kind of nifty. While you were, you know, from the start to the finish of that, what would you say had changed? Like, did you know you were empathic? Did you know you had that feeling gift and that was really affecting your life?
No, not really. I mean, I knew that there was something awry. I knew there was something amiss, and I could never put it under my thumb until, you know, I started hanging out with the friends I have now until I met you. I didn't know really what was wrong. I just felt like uneasy, you know?
Okay. And so how has that changed now that you have more of an understanding?
It's awesome. It's a tool that I utilize now. It's like a gift, you know? It's really helpful.
Okay, so you would say it's more a blessing than a curse.
Most definitely. I can do way more good, you know?
All right, because some people see it kind of as a curse, which is a shame because it can be really nifty.
Most definitely.
You know, so what has been your favorite part of, and how did you decide you were an empath? Like, what did we do that made you really begin to see it?
It was all the unexplained things that I had in my life, like, before that. It gave it, like, a name. I could see it as that. It made sense that this is the outside force. That this was the force that was, you know, making me uneasy. And I don't know, once I knew what it was easy to hone in on it. It was easier to just, like, let it happen instead of asking what is going on.
All right. Now, that's awesome. So what have you started doing with it now that you do understand it, and how does it make a difference in your day-to-day life? Like, you know, whether it be at home or at work or with your friends, what do you do with the knowledge that you can work with this energy differently than other people? What do you do with that?
Now that I know what's going on, now that I have an understanding of what I'm feeling around me, I can pick up on people, like in general, you know, when they're having a good day, when they're having a bad day, you know, how they are in like a general space. And the fact that I can recognize that more easily, it makes it easier for me to start a conversation, like just ask a few simple questions. And it's so easy to get people to open up, and, you know, it's good. And it's so easy to do that when you ask the right question. It's just easier now, you know?
Right. So now you know kind of what to ask and what not to, what subjects not to step into. And do you find that you sense, like, if you walk into the house or to work or wherever and somebody has had a really bad day and maybe it would have normally been a bad situation, Are you able to kind of avoid bad situations now that, because it's like spidey sense, isn't it, really?
Yeah, kind of. It's just like a that you have, you know? something's awry.
Right. Okay. So you're able to handle that kind of thing a little bit better now?
Yeah, and it's not always, it's easier for me to, like, not just avoid a bad situation, but to try and make it better.
Nice. Okay. And so now you sort of discovered that with this feeling gift also comes a gift for healing, because you're, at least for me, because I'm able to feel what's going on with the other person, and then I just allow that healing energy to come through my hands and through my being, and I seem to be able to really connect with the person on a healing level as well. And I know that we work together with that in our many days in the broken down RV in the woods. And I tell you what, Nesto and my two boys are such troopers, and we had three dogs with us, and it was just crazy, and we have earned our place out here, I've got to say. But we did take that time to sort of play with the healing energy. So how does that, now that you're able to let that flow, does that help you? Are you using that with other people? Nothing like putting you on the spot, right?
No. Yeah. It's okay, definitely. I'm still growing. I'm still doing the whole getting better at the healing thing, getting better at letting myself flow, getting better at just letting go and just kind of like letting it happen. But the fact that I am constantly growing in my ability to feel, it definitely makes it easier. My hands just go where they want, and people will say that's where the pain traveled, or that's where it hurts now, or, you know, and it's always positive feedback, you know, and it's
nice.
Always just getting better.
Let me ask you something. How old are you?
I am 21.
And how old were you when we started working together? 19?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to say out there to all of your parents and all of the parents that are out here and hopefully some of the youth that are listening, or we hope to get listening, it's amazing the energy that these kids are coming through with. He's 21 years old, and he already understands all this that most of us don't, and he's already able to work with his energy and helping to heal people and make them feel better. And he's not alone. There are so many kids like that. You know a lot of kids who have that ability, don't you?
Yeah, and it's really starting to, like, come out and shine in a lot of them.
Nice. Nice. Well, no doubt you're helping them. I'm going to wrap up and go to the next caller. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And call my son once in a while. All right.
Okay.
You got to get out here. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Nesto.
Yeah.
Hello. Area code 407? Do we have you on the line? Oh, we've lost them, Jessica. Okay, so we had another caller holding. Hopefully they'll call back. In the meantime, I would love for Jessica to come on and tell us about her little baby empath and what that he's really helping to teach the other people in the house about the effects of the ripple effects with energy. And, you know, energy is a thing. And so if you're empathic, if there's a lot of chaos, if there's a lot of noise, if there's even ceiling fans and things, it's kind of crazy. But it sort of makes the molecules dance and bounce and are a little crazy. And an empath will pick that up, and it's sort of jarring. And so we're going to switch over to Jessica now and have her sort of tell us what it's been like in her house to have a little feeler there now. Jessica. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You did it. We've got Jessica. Jessica is the one who puts everybody through to me. Yay, Jessica. We love her.
Well, about my little empath.
Uh-huh.
Elijah, he was born in December of this year. And none of us are empaths. And my husband and I did not understand it until we met you. And and now we are grateful that we do understand it, because, you know, when he was first born, he would, like, jump, and someone would just enter the room, and he would jump. And, you know, our other son, Aiden, he's three, and he's definitely not an empath. And he would just come, you know, walking in the room, not even being rambunctious or anything, and Elijah would jump. And, you know, we were warned when he was born that he was an empath.
Yes,
and,
you were.
Yes, and so we sort of started seeing it. I didn't believe it at first because I thought, how can my husband and I make an empath, you know? Not in our genes.
Okay.
But, yeah, so knowing that, you know, I would just hold on to him and send him energy, letting him know that it was okay. And it was just his brother entering the room, or it was just... And so, you know, for the first couple weeks of his life, we would really just walk around him slowly and approach him slowly, you know, with him facing us. Because if he had his back to you, even when he had his eyes closed, he could feel someone enter the room, or, you know, he would jump before the phone would ring,
right.
You know, things like that. And, you know, he would start crying. He didn't know what was going on. So, you know, we have a babysitter, and we had to warn her as well, you know, that he is a feeler.
And so how did that go with the babysitter? Like, how do you tell somebody? I know you also have, you know, grandparents that, I don't know if you've tried to explain that, not you have grandparents, but have you, what's been the situation with trying to talk to the grandparents? Well, your family was there, right?
Yes, my family was here, and they thought I was nuts. They're like, you know, what are you talking about? Because my mother's husband actually, you know, picked him up and just, you know, how people do with kids, you know, throw them up in the air and, wee, you know, this is fun. And he did not dig it. You know, he just grabbed on and started crying. And so my mother's like, oh, you're not being tough enough on him. You know, he's a boy. You need to be treating him this way, not treating him so soft. And I said, well, you know, he's a feeler. And so then I got that look. What are you talking about? And so I had to explain, you know, the gift orders and how some people are visionaries, some people are feelers, and so on. And by the end of the conversation, they didn't quite, you know, grasp how I came into this knowledge, but they respected it anyway. And
okay.
And they started just treating him a little differently. Not in a bad way, just like they would be more cautious and they'd pick him up and talk to him. And, you know, that's what I said. I said, you have
right.
to talk to him and, you know, see if he wants to be thrown up in the air, you know, prepare
now,
him.
When you say that, you know, she said maybe you were being too soft and he was, I guess she was implying that maybe he would be soft. Just because you're calm or gentle or you treat an empath differently because they're feeling all over their body, inside and out, everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just see, hear, touch. They feel everything within them. So just to, you know, set the record straight, he is all boy.
Oh my gosh.
Was babysitting him, and he fell and hit his head on the wood part of the couch, and I heard a crack like nobody's business, and I looked, and it was already swelling up, and he cried for like a half a second and then looked at me and was ready to play. This kid is all boy. But that's another thing about empaths is they tend to just really go after life with gusto. And I don't know if he's still doing it or not, but I remember Jessica talking about him tackling his three-year-old brother.
Yes.
You know, so
yes.
By no means are they necessarily soft, but they
oh,
are
no.
super sensitive. And so parenting one can be a challenge because they – you know, with the cell phone stuff, the microwave stuff, the computer stuff, people can say what they want, but all of that puts out different energetic frequencies. And he probably acts differently when he's outside of that than he does when he's in it, correct?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, when we're out walking in nature, We try to take some walks every now and then, and he's just like sitting up in his carriage, as happy and as content as can be. And, you know, he can be hot and he doesn't care, you know, but if we're inside, then it's a little different. He's not always, how do you say, he's not always like crying and stuff inside. He enjoys it in here too, but there is a difference in his energy when he's outside and in the middle of the woods and we're just walking around.
Right, because also as an empath, he's picking up the feeling of Mother Earth and the trees and the animals. And, you know, so it's a wonderful thing if you learn how to work within the flow of it. So really, it's important for empaths to be out in nature. It's important for the people around them to understand they're not crazy. They really, the stress they're feeling or the jumpiness or the emotions that are unexplained, it all is a part of what comes with it. It's just a matter of understanding it. So thank you, Jessica. I appreciate it.
I would also like to share, you know, there was a time where he was just crying and would not sleep, and he was, you know, unbearable for me. And I had to go to the computer and figure out what was going on where. And that was right around the time where there was, you know, this hurricane going through New Orleans.
Okay.
Just, you know, earlier this month or whatever it was.
Right.
And once I figured that out, you know, I sat down with him and gave him some energy and explained to him. I talked to him like a human being. You know, I don't talk to him like he's a baby. Yeah.
Right.
And so I explained to him that, you know, he's okay. He's safe. That's happening far away from us. And I would say within 30 minutes to an hour, his whole demeanor changed. And he was happy again and, you know, not as cranky, because there was no other reason for him to be cranky.
Right, right.
So
and
I
we do, and
knowing.
I go through the same thing. So I know that that is something that happens with us. We do feel, you know, if there's an earthquake somewhere or if there's a major trauma going on somewhere, I'll be affected, and that's one of the things I do as well is go up and see what's going on, you know, news-wise. And once it's identified and we realize, okay, we can just release that because it's not actually anything in our energy, then it helps. And it's so awesome that you talk to him the way you do and you send Reiki. Jessica's a wonderful Reiki healer. And you can find her on mysticaltruth.com as well. So I do want to, you know, I've rambled and listened to you guys and completely forgotten to do the whole our sponsors, we love you so very much, which we do. Didn't mean to sound sarcastic, like we do. We love our sponsors. Two of my very close friends, Mikey and Spring, have a holistic line that is phenomenal. It's called, the website is holisticnaturalsco.com. And right before we came on, Jessica, you can either hang on or go, whatever you want to do. If you've got more to say, stick around. I'm sure you probably have more to say. You usually do.
I'm good. I'll let you do your thing.
Well, I was
talking
to Spring. Thank you, Jessica. And she has decided for our show what she's going to do is run a special. Anyone who orders from this show, so, and I don't know how long the supplies will last, but just email her and let her know this is where you found us. If you buy three or more products from holisticnaturalsco.com, she will include authentic red rocks from that have been charged at Sedona Vortexes. So there's Sedona red rocks, and they're charged on one of the vortexes, and it'll come, you know, come with it what vortex it was charged on. So you'll have that energy along with your supplements or teas. And also if you buy two teas, you get a free mesh tea ball because it's loose tea. So the free mesh tea ball will come with it as long as supplies last. So what I did was I went through her products today, and I just kind of looked and found my picks, the ones that I'll be ordering. And so, well, okay, just gave myself away. One is Hello Honey. And that comes in not only supplement form, but also tea. And that's just to kind of give yourself a little boost of fun, you know. It's sort of a natural aphrodisiac, I suppose. And so that's Hello Honey. And then there's also Pure Energy Tea, which is wonderful to keep you from getting that sort of slump in the afternoon, or if you, you know, rather than having a Red Bull or something or whatever it may be, one of those energy drinks, try some pure energy tea. And this really, really will help keep you healthier and happier. And then the really major product that I picked that I was super excited about is called Moringa. And this is actually kind of referred to as the tree of life. And it's got 7 times the vitamin C, 4 times the fiber, 7 times the vitamin C of oranges, 4 times the fiber of oats, 9 times more iron than spinach, and 3 times the vitamin E of spinach. It's got tons of calcium, protein, vitamin A, all kinds of things in it. And it's just kind of an all-round well-being thing. And you can see they have a really wonderful page telling about it. Again, holisticnaturalsco.com. And I would encourage you to go check that out. So we do have another caller on the line, and I'd like to go ahead and welcome them. Hello, area code 407, you are on the air.
Hello, Terry?
Hello, hi.
This is Pilar.
Hi, Pilar, how are you? I think my whole listenership is people I know, that's awesome.
Terry, I'm so happy that you are going through this program. I've been listening it all the way, and I mean, you know, I've been working with you, and I also have great experience about discover how I can handle my feelings. So that's why I call you to tell that my realization about how my feelings have been affecting me has been that because I'm a feeler, I've been...
Or an empath. We want to... Because
right.
A lot of people call it an empath as well. So just so you know,
okay.
Whoever's
right.
listening,
okay.
either word
all
applies.
Right.
So carry
all
on.
Right. Okay. That because that is my my personality, what I've been doing is taking charge of situation of other people that doesn't belong to me. And I didn't realize that until now that I understand how we are and how we project ourselves. So that was the reason I've been taking on my back every other person's situation that didn't belong to me, because I was so in tune with that I thought it was my responsibility to go ahead and, you know, try to solve or help or more than I can do, which is not the right thing to do, because instead of help others, I was trying to stop others to do their own thing, and I was doing myself for others. So that would be my
part
experience.
Of codependency.
Yes.
That's codependency,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
So maybe a lot of people, if there's people out there that tend to be codependent or know people who are, sometimes as an empath,
uh-huh.
we fall into that because,
uh-huh.
okay, so say, Pilar, you and I are living next door to each other, and I see that you're having a rough time with something, and I'm a codependent person. I come over and I want to help, right?
Uh-huh.
Whether you want me to or not.
Exactly.
Because within us, we're feeling what you're feeling, and we don't want to feel it anymore. And so we want to, and mind you, I've pretty much moved past this with everybody except my kids, I think. But is that maybe part of, before you realized what was going on, was that perhaps part of what was happening where you, it was too painful to let somebody else go through their own lesson because you were feeling it as well?
Exactly. Yes. But now, okay. Now that I understand that, I'm able to put myself in a distance and understand, okay, this is the situation they are going through. Is anything that I can do to help, or I just can be a witness of their experience? So
you're able, now how are you able to detach? Because that's very difficult when you, as you're growing and understanding this, that's one of the biggest challenges we have. So what works for you? How did you start detaching, and what was that process like?
Okay, well, first to learn how I was in my relationship to others, how I was acting, how I was reacting to others. So in order for me to understand that, I begin to do it was, okay, just take a little time when I was in the middle of a conflict or a situation that it was stressful for me. At that particular moment, I begin to calm myself right there in the middle. It's like you are in the middle of the hurricane and you just, you know, take a look back. So then I understood, okay, well, this is mine or no. So and then everything started happening. No, this is not you. This is other person's situation, and you are involved in it because you choose to get involved in it. It is,
nice.
I mean, I can say it in words now, but that happened to me as an understanding. It was an insight in that particular moment. So when the first time that I realized that happened, I begin to pay attention every other time that I was in the same situation. And this doesn't mean that I'm already clear about this. No, situations continue to happen, conflicts continue to happen, people with problems, I'm surrounding people with problems. So my work is every time, every day, every moment. It's just to be aware of that. So
now,
that has been my experience.
Can I just go somewhere that maybe I shouldn't, but I'm going to anyway, and you can tell me no. But you went through, at one point, since we've known each other, you went through a pretty rough time with a breakup. And I have to say that you came through it, because those can be really rough. I mean, they're rough on everybody, but if you happen to be someone who feels everything all the time from every direction, and it can be very, very, very difficult. You really took this gift and turned it in your favor, and you managed to really connect to the positive, really connect to the moving forward, really connect to a lot of wonderful things, and you just sort of breezed through. I mean, I know maybe it didn't feel like it, but I witnessed it. You know, what would you say to somebody who maybe is going through a traumatic thing or what they feel to be a very gut-wrenching thing? How did you use this gift? Like, because, yes, we can understand that we're picking up other people's negative stuff, but you really used the gift to get in tune with the positive vibrations, not just run away from the negative, correct?
Exactly. Well, there were several things, and I have to give credit to people that support me at that time. And I think that is the first thing anybody that goes through any limit situation, look for support. Because if you just go...
Now, what kind of support? Because you can... I don't mean to talk over you, but, you know, support can be people going, oh, you're right, that horrible, rotten situation. That's not support, right? That's not what you're talking about?
Well, yes, you're right. No, it's... Look for support as to people or situation or book or, I don't know, any type of information that can give you an understanding and some different perspective of the situation that you're going through. So when you start listening or reading or what I'm trying to say is just don't get stuck on the situation and start dwelling on it. Look for exit. Look for doors, open doors, open different doors, and trying to understand that situation is not something that is happened to make you feel bad, but has been a lesson to learn. So my question, and it happened every time that I go into different situations like that, but particularly in that breakup, my main question was, okay, what do I have to learn from this? That was my question. And so
going with the empathic part of it, though, you also really went out of your way to connect with like forward moving, positive, artistic, creative energies, things that you really took charge of. Okay, I'm already connected with these feelings of sorrow or whatever it may have been. So I'm going to make a conscious effort to then align myself with these other energies, because as an empath, you're basically just a sponge, right? So whatever energy is around you, you're just going to absorb. So you made a conscious effort to make sure that the energy that was around you was what you chose to absorb.
Exactly.
Did you?
So that's the,
okay.
Yeah, that's the first thing that I'm looking all the time to have clear. What do I want? I want to connect with light, or I want to keep myself in the darkness.
Right.
So that is the first, you know, the first thing that I need to have clear. So I decide to connect with everything that is uplifting. That is my concept. That is the concept of my mind. I want to connect with everything that is uplifting. So after
Good.
I place that concept in my mind, I really seem to start happening.
Nice.
Because I decide that. So that's the point that I make is, what you decide to do, that's what you receive. And it's a theory. I mean, we have been listening to this all over, but it's a different thing when you experience that.
Right.
So if you allow yourself to have the experience of the result of your thought, then your perspective starts changing. And that
right.
is something that I learned working with you long ago. One day you told me, if you look things from a different perspective, at that time it was hard for me to understand, what is it looking for a different perspective? I thought I was seeing everything in a broad perspective, but
right.
I wasn't. I
right.
wasn't focused in just one thing, what I wanted to see.
Right.
So that
And
was,
you know what, that's where I'm going to stop you, right there, what you
okay.
wanted to see, because that's really powerful. So thank you so much, Pilar. So good to hear your voice. I just adore you. So,
all right.
Well, thank
all
you
right,
for
Terry.
Calling in.
Okay. All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, as we were talking with Pilar, it really brought out some points that I want to hit on with the empathic gift. We don't have a whole lot of time. If there's anybody else who wants to call in, let us know. We have maybe 10 minutes left or so. What I would like to pass along is that whole bit about empaths being a bit like a sponge. And so you'll find that a lot of the people who tend to really fall into one category or another, either they really wallow in self-pity, or they're martyrs, or they're positive all the time, or they're angry all the time, or whatever it may be, good, bad, otherwise. They typically are empaths who are just in one comfort zone, sucking up the same energy pretty much anywhere they go, whatever they watch on TV, whatever you listen to on the radio, that sort of thing. And if you are somebody that this describes, you're not happy with the way things are, or you think they could be a little bit better, if you tend to take on other people's aches or pains or moods, and you kind of just go with the flow as far as what other people are feeling, then you probably are an empath, or at least very high in that gift. So what you can do is really decide, what do I want to feel today? And surround yourself with that. When Hurricane Katrina hit, my family and I had just sort of lost our home, and it was a very, very difficult time. And so I just decided, you know, I can sit here and wallow, or I can go out and make a difference. And so I went out and got things donated for the people that had been hit by the hurricane and that kind of thing. And sure enough, as I was in the mode of being of assistance, being of service, not in, oh, woe is them, those poor people, but in, hey, let's all get together and do something good, my situation turned right around. And when I looked back, I realized that, you know, I had never been in a situation like that before, but I had been volunteering with somebody who did a lot of work with the homeless, and I allowed my energy to really align. I was really grasping to understand the ins and the outs of of the people who were in and out of the things that we did and the work that we did. And I really wanted to understand them and just really be compassionate. And I just wanted them to know somebody cared so badly, and I allowed my energy to align with theirs. And sure enough, within 2 months, my family was homeless. So we have to be incredibly careful. And, you know, in turn, I turned around and decided to, hey, let's all get together and make a difference for these people who need some help. And sure enough, my situation turned around. So while I still could have volunteered with that homeless project, I didn't have to align my energy the way I did. That wasn't healthy. That didn't help anybody, you know. And so that's where the detachment comes in. And I would encourage anybody who this hits home with to feel free to email us or, you know, give us a call. There's a number on the mysticaltruth.com website. And, you know, and we can help you work through that. We've got classes for it, and we've got people who help the people who live with empaths, because that can be very challenging. It's probably a whole other show in itself. I do, again, want to thank Spring at Holistic Naturals, and the website is holisticnaturalsco.com. Remember that they've got that special going. It's a really neat special. So if you do buy 3 products, you get authentic, and I actually probably will be the ones collecting and charging the red rocks from Sedona that come with your products, so they'll be done with love. And also, if you buy 2 teas, you get that free mesh tea ball while supplies last. Check out the Moringa and the Hello Honey and the Pure Energy Tea. That would be your 3 products. So you would have the Sedona Red Rocks charged with vortex energy coming at you. And also, our beloved Jessica makes amazing organ art, which is something all in itself. And I did want to share her website with you guys. It's Organ Art for You. It's ORGONART. The number 4 and the letter U.com, organartforyou.com. Those devices are very good for people like me. I'm an empathic person, and I tend to carry them with me, and they sort of absorb a lot of the electronic energy around us, and that can really affect us. It's almost like our nerve endings are raw, and so it's good to have around, especially for kids. They love to sleep with it, and if you have empathic children, really learning the skills to work with them is so important. Again, we have online classes at mysticaltruth.com. We have all kinds of things we can do. You just email us and let us know what you would like, and we'll find a way to do it. Do we have any more callers? That we still have about 5 minutes. Okay, so I guess we have nobody else calling in, and that's okay because we're running short on time. One of the best things that I can say for the families of empaths is to open your minds to the fact that just like that lateral line on the fish, just like they feel every ripple of the water, if somebody were to make a shock through the water, the fish would feel it. That's kind of what an empath feels. And this is not to be used as an excuse, because we have a responsibility to learn how to handle it. But we do tend to feel other people's stuff, whether it's physical, emotional, mental. So it's very important for the people that live with us to also remember to remind us. You know, step out of the situation. Are you really angry because it just came out of nowhere? Or are you sure that it's your cold? Or are you sure that it's, you know, your knee is really hurting because 5 minutes ago it wasn't? And really just learn to double check and find out if it's just that you're picking something else up. And the people around you need to be supportive of that in your learning process. And, you know, we can, together, we can learn how to do this thing. I do notice that there are more and more empathic children coming through. So if you have a child that seems a little different as far as feeling too much or experiencing too much or being overly emotional, understand that it very well could be that they're simply picking up on these vibrations of energy, and they don't know what it is, and they don't know how to process it. And this can often be anxiety. We pick up all this other stuff from other people, but it's not ours, and so we don't know how to process it. And until we learn how, it can be very difficult. So it's important to, you know, get in touch with somebody who can help you learn about this empathic gift, or, you know, see if you can find some books on it. There are all kinds of nifty things out there. I know that we have classes beginning in Sedona, and a lot of them will be offered online, where we teach people how to understand empaths and how to work with that gift. So you can look for those, and we'll announce those. Also, the 21st, we are going to be in Sedona at the Factory Outlet Malls. Jessica will be there with her Organite, which is beautiful, and I'll be doing readings. That's the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And I think we're just about out of time. So I do want to encourage you guys to share this show with other people, share the link with other people, and if we can get the listenership up, I have all kinds of really neat people who would love to come on and be guests. There's authors and mystics and teachers and channelers and just all kinds of things. So if we work together and get this the listenership up for this show, we can have such a good time. I would like for anybody who has questions about the empathic thing, or if you have family that you think maybe is out of balance with their empathic gift, to please email me. And you can email me, again, at mysticaltruth.com. It'll come straight to me. And I believe there's an email here, but I'm not sure. Also, we have our Facebook page, The Mystic's Place, and The Mystical Truth, those two, so that you can contact me there as well and keep up with what events we're doing. And Jessica, do we have anything else that I'm forgetting to say? We'll look to see if she okays me. Jessica is the glue that holds everything together with the spiritual work. So, all righty. All right, she says I did good. Yay. Okay, so we hope to hear from some more of you next week. Our topic will be posted on the Facebook page for next week. And if you have any ideas, please email, Facebook us. We will be doing Twitter soon. So if you tweet, we'll be finding you. And maybe we'll just kind of close out with a little centering and a little meditation. So you just take a nice deep breath and relax and feel the center of your being at peace, and feel this peace move through the air, move through the particles of being all around you. And feel this beautiful rainbow of energy moving through your chakras, around your body, and bringing your attention up to that silver cord that connects you out to the universe. And see the beauty of that light that takes you all the way out to your true home, to your true peace and your true bliss. And just breathe in this space for a moment. Feeling that love of your true home, and feeling the security of your truest being moving forth and throughout the particles of your physical and throughout the energy around you. And see this energy move throughout your environment, through the places you go throughout this week. And bring your attention back into yourself. Bring your attention back to your heart chakra and see a beautiful, beautiful green light. See the beauty of the universe working through your heart, and bring your attention back to your awareness. Take a nice deep breath. Open your eyes if they were closed, and know that we wish you all the best, and we hope that you have a wonderful week, and we hope to hear from you next. Again, thank you to our sponsors, HolisticNaturalsCO.com. Find us at MysticalTruth.com. And look for Jessica's wonderful organ art at OrganArt4U.com. Have a wonderful week, everybody.